Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When will we see Jaden Daniels again? Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, coming to you live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. The return of Burger Night, back like it never left, back and better than before. You can get a cheeseburger for $2.95 from 3 p.m. to midnight, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Jaden Daniels expected to be sidelined indefinitely with a dislocated left elbow. It's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
We've been asking for change. We've been asking for it. We haven't gotten it on the defensive side of the ball at all. I wanted Joe Witt Jr. down from the booth. They refused to do that. But now he needs to be out of a job. Because I don't want Dan Quinn to be fired for this. But he takes this loss. This is on him. But when you look at this defense, Washington allowed 13.8 yards per pass attempt last night. That's the most they've allowed since 2012. I mean, this is like a historically bad defense right now. And yeah, they're losing players left and right, but it's more than that. It feels like guys are wide open. It feels like the coaching staff does not know what to do. We go man-to-man, we get beat. We blitz and play zone, we get beat. We don't blitz, we get beat. We blitz, they burn us deep. Joe Witt Jr. doesn't have a solution for the defense, so he's got to go. It's as simple as that in my mind. But of course, the defense is going to be masked by the fact that Jaden Daniels was out there in a game that he had no reason to be out there because it's over. You had lost. It was a blowout. And devastation comes in a play in which he should not have been out there. Here's Adam Schefter with the latest on Jaden Daniels' injury.
Well, here's the situation. Obviously, he walked off the field in a brace, with his left arm in a brace. He'll have an MRI today to confirm what everybody's elbow was dislocated. He's lost indefinitely. The Commanders right now are 3-6. So by the time Jaden Daniels is healthy, the Commanders would have to find a way to keep their season alive, which may or may not happen. So there is the possibility that we've seen the last of Jaden Daniels this season. To lose him, a player who means so much to that franchise, a player who has turned around the feeling around this franchise, to lose him in a way that we've seen this franchise experience in the past brings you back to a bad spot in this particular situation. We'll see if he can come back this season. The chances are he won't. The chances are he's lost for the season. And obviously, he had dealt with a knee injury this year where he missed two games. He missed a game last week due to the hamstring. And they had him in with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, down 31, went on the series before.
He punted.
They punted from midfield on fourth down.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You could argue that they wanted to get the offense going. It was too little too late. And now he's done for the season. And he should be. There's no reason to bring him back because you can't protect him. I was on the airwaves last week saying he needs to play out the season if he's healthy because he needs to develop. But you cannot keep him healthy. They cannot. We have one of the worst offensive lines. The play calling's putting him in harm's way. Everything needs to be evaluated. And if, look, if Adam Peters wants to fire Dan Quinn, I will not be happy, but I'll understand. Because do you want him to hire the new OC and the new DC? Like, is this the best that you got out of Dan Quinn? Will he ever get back to the conference championship game? Kind of seems unlikely right now. I want Dan Quinn to fire Joe Witt Jr. I want Dan Quinn to keep the culture that he's built and to turn something around this season. And even if they're out of playoff contention, we need to see this defense play better. Because part of the reason Jaden got hurt is because you're asking him to do too much. And Adam Schefter said it right there. He means everything to this franchise. He has changed everything for us. We need to be more than just Jaden Daniels. There's 22 guys that start. There's 11 players on offense, 11 players on defense. We can't just be one out of 53. We need to build around Jaden Daniels. And other guys need to play, and they need to develop. And I just don't believe we can keep him healthy. 10 takeaways here from AWOD Radio. Number one, Jaden is just not getting the protection that he needs. He's not getting that. And I don't know if it's the play calling or if it's just the offensive line can't block. But what we're seeing from the offensive line is there's free rushers almost every single snap. Almost every single snap. And we don't have the wide receivers to beat anybody deep. And teams don't respect our rushing attack. That's what we're seeing. Jaden Daniels is not getting the protection he needs. Second takeaway, the running game is garbage right now. It's just so bad. They can't do anything. They can't even put the ball into their running back's hands and go forward for 3 yards. Or at least Bill can't, and McNichols couldn't. Chris Rodriguez seemed to be able to, and then they went away from him. I do not understand why he was such a big part of the drive before the half, and then they start the third quarter and they go back to Bill. No, the Bill experiment has not worked. Chris Rodriguez has worked. He was averaging 5.5 yards per carry. He should have gotten more playing time early, and they should have gone back to him later in this game. It made no sense. That's on the coaching staff right there. Number three, I just think Cliff Kingsbury's play calling has been so garbage at times. I don't understand why he's going sideways and backwards so often. So often. And you can't be in situations where you're going to second and two and then punting. Like, we can't even run forward for 2 yards there or a misdirection where you can get the first down. I think the play calling from Cliff Kingsbury this season has taken a huge step back, and maybe you could argue he doesn't have the weapons that he needs to call his game, but what I've seen offensively is just it's never going to be good enough to win in the NFL. You cannot score 7 points and a half and expect to win games in the NFL, or have 7 points late in the fourth quarter and expect to win games. Takeaway number four, the defense can't stop any run on the outside. Just every single run on the outside the Seahawks had was 10 yards. Every single one. I mean, I'm watching it. Teams now have us exposed defensively. They are throwing screen passes. They are throwing dump-offs to the running back. They're pitching it wide. They're handing it and letting him go wide, because every time you go wide, you're basically going to get 10 yards a pop. Every single time. And the defense takeaway number five is they just gave Sam Darnold all day to throw the ball. He got sacked 0 times. There was the one time they nearly brought him down. Other than that, and I don't know what it is, but Washington could send 4, 5, even 6, and we still couldn't get home to Sam Darnold. Takeaway number six is we're now bad on all three phases. The special team's not special anymore. I mean, things were going bad for Washington, down 21-0, and Jalen Lane cannot fumble there. 2 weeks in a row, he's dropped the ball on the ground in special teams. Not special anymore. Takeaway number seven is that Dan Quinn takes this loss. This is the first loss that is fully on Dan Quinn. It's on nobody else. I mean, if you want to play three strikes, you're out. That's your first strike. I do think that you have to evaluate everything right now if you're Adam Peters. And it does kind of seem like what Dan Quinn's preaching is not working anymore. I would not fire him. I think Joe Witt Jr. should be fired. That's takeaway number 8. Takeaway number 9, Jaden Daniels' season should be over because we cannot protect him until he can. Takeaway number 10, it's time to play the young guys. And that's Ben Sennett, but it's not Luke McCaffrey because he's now lost. It's Trey Amos. It's not Marshawn Lattimore because he's now lost. And the injuries just have piled up to be to an incredible amount. It just feels like it's absurd. Washington is on track to have like 30 more games missed this season than last year. I mean, what? What? And once again, the offensive line was supposed to be a strength when you trade for Laremy Tunsil, when you draft Josh Connerly, right? But according to John Kime and ESPN, Daniels was pressured on a career-high 51% of his dropbacks, including 61 in the second half. And he should not have been out there on that drive. We cannot protect our quarterback. That's the first problem, is we cannot protect our quarterback. The second problem is we can't get a stop. I mean, we got all these problems right now. And it's just not a talented enough roster. And I get it. I'm a fan of Adam Peters, but maybe the guys he's drafting, they're not developing fast enough. I really think that this is on the defensive coaching, though, because I still believe in Frankie Louvu. I believe in Mikey Sainer still. He had a good interception there. Why are these guys taking a big step back, like a massive step back? They're not responding to what Joe Witt Jr. is preaching. He's got to go. Joe Witt Jr. should be fired today. And I know people are going to look at the offense because Daniels dislocated his elbow in the loss. But the defense gave up touchdown, 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 field goal to start this game. You put your quarterback in harm's way because he felt like he needed to be Superman. And I'm not going to blame him for his awesome competitiveness. That's what gives him his edge. But you need an adult in the room. And that should have been Dan Quinn to pull him. So Dan Quinn totally takes this L on him. And this is one of those games here where I absolutely am blaming Dan Quinn for this. I'm not advocating for him to be fired, but it is the first big strike. And I understand if Adam Peters wanted to part ways with him because it just feels like he's lost the locker room right now. Again, they start slow. Again, they start slow. How many times are we going to do that this season? Couldn't move the ball offensively or defensively. Blanked in the first quarter for, I think, the fifth time this season already in 9 games. Blanked in the first quarter. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com.
Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. A dislocated elbow for Jaden Daniels. That's all we know so far. We will hear from Dan Quinn a little bit later today. I believe you'll hear that during the Grant and Danny program. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Trevor tweets us, AWOD, at this point, I don't think the Commanders will ever be their best until they move to their new stadium and it's built and ready to play in. Yeah, I'm not sure who our coach is going to be by the time that happens, and I hope that Jaden Daniels is still our quarterback, but I'm not sure you will see him again this season. And I'm not sure there's going to be a reason to, because this team just cannot keep him healthy. They cannot protect him. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Here on the Commander's Corner, I'll give you the who, what, when, how, and why Washington lost 38-14 at home to the Seattle Seahawks to fall to 3-6, 2-2 at home. Seahawks are now 4-0 on the road, and they just continue to have the upper hand in this matchup with Washington. I thought it was pretty lame on Monday Night Football. They're calling it Washington versus Washington. Like, that's what happens when you hire, Stubb, a third-party advertising team to preview your game. Nobody's ever called them the Washington Seahawks. Stupid.
Oh, wow.
And then the game was just ugly.
That's not good.
But let's get to the takeaways here and the who, what, when, how, and why. The who lost this game for Washington, the who is Dan Quinn. Like, the head coach takes the loss. There was no juice, no energy to start the game. And this is, again, this happens over and over and over again. The who is Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn takes the loss for this one. And I told you, I'm not advocating for him to be fired. I wouldn't be totally upset if Adam Peters just decided to rip the Band-Aid off here, because it feels like that what his message is not working anymore. Defensively, offensively, slow start, penalties, that's all on coaching in my mind. I want him to fire Joe Witt Jr. I want him to show me that, hey, we're going to try to make a change here and I'm not going to be overly loyal, because that's been his issue his entire career. He's too loyal to his guys, his coaches, and the veteran players. Bobby Wagner, Marshawn Lattimore, and others. The what? What lost this game for Washington? No pass rush. No pass rush. Jaden Daniels was sacked 4 times and taken down on a play in which he ran and dislocated his elbow. Sam Darnold was sitting pretty in that pocket. 0 sacks. We never even laid a finger on him, it felt like. That's what lost Washington in the game. No pass rush, allowing him to sit back and go 21-24. I don't think it was until the third quarter when he had an incomplete pass there, or late in the second quarter. 330 yards, averaging 13 yards per pass attempt. That was the most the Commanders have given up in 14 years. When was this game lost? There's a ton of different times you could say this game was lost. I think this game was officially over when Jalen Lane fumbled, right? I mean, that had to have been it, right? Because we were already down 14-0. One play made it 21-0, and that was all she wrote. They skunked us in the first half of a home game. Where was this game lost? I think this game was lost in the mistakes, in the penalties that Washington had, that have just really compiled over and over again this season. And it's part of the reason that I'm so sick of Dan Quinn's message not being heard here. We cannot win games beating ourselves. 8 penalties for 87 yards, and the first couple of penalties just completely lost any momentum that we might have had on the opening drive of the game and on the second drive of the game. And we gave the Seahawks a first down early in this game because of a penalty. Just so many penalties. Beating ourselves. Penalties, turnovers, mistakes, drops, miscues. That's where this game was lost. Why did Washington lose? Ask me. Why did Washington lose this game? Right? Because as much as I'm pissed off at the offense with Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden getting injured, this game was lost because the defense could not get a stop. Like that's what lost this game. And, you know, this season it feels like has been stuck in the mud. It feels like the offense has taken a huge step back. But the defense gave up touchdown, 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 field goal. Like, it doesn't matter if you have Tom Brady. If you're giving up 38 points in a game and 31 in the first half, you're asking your offense to be perfect. And we're not a perfect offense. We've got our issues. We have penalties. We have plays that we run the ball for 1 yard or negative yards too often. Why did Washington lose? Because the defense never got off the field. They could not stop anybody. In the game, Seattle went 7 of 11 on third downs. Washington was 6 of 13. Why did we lose this game? Because the defense never got a stop. How did Washington lose this game? By getting blown out in the first half, 31-7. The blame pie, 35% goes on Joe Witt Jr., 50% on Dan Quinn. A slow start, his team not ready to play, not having a good game plan there, not being able to execute, the penalties and the miscues. 50% of the blame goes on Dan Quinn, 15% on Cliff Kingsbury. I'm so tired of watching screen passes. And then, all right, you run 8 screens to have Jalen Lane pop open on 1 fake screen. It's just not good enough. And too many times we're setting things up and then not going back to them. And really, if we can't run the ball, we can't beat anyone. We can't beat anyone. Asking our quarterback to be Superman over and over again. Let's revisit the keys to victory here. Number one was to run the ball for over 100 yards. All right. We ended up with a decent rushing attack, 153 at 4.4 yards per carry. So you got that key there. But a lot of those rushing yards were in the second half when the game was pretty much already out of reach. And Jaden shouldn't have been in. Second key to victory was to give up 400 yards or less to the Seattle Seahawks, and that didn't happen. They went off. I think it was 420 yards of total offense. And the third key to victory was points on the first drive of the game and points on the first drive of the second half. Washington blanked in the first quarter, blanked in the third quarter. We're not playing complimentary football. We're not playing 4 full quarters. We're playing 2 quarters, playing 1 half of football, and expecting to win games. That's on the coaching staff. That's on the head coach himself. So Dan Quinn, when he speaks to the media today, should take all the blame. He should take all the blame. And I think he should make a change. And I think he should fire Joe Witt Jr. And there's a lot of you that are going to want Dan Quinn fired for simply having Jaden Daniels in the game. And I understand where you're coming from, because that absolutely was a mistake. He should not have been in the game. There's no reason to create some offensive momentum for next week in that moment there. You could not protect him, and you should not have called a play in which there's any chance that he would run and take a hit like that. That's on the head coach. I just don't want him to be fired for that mistake there. It's a mistake. It's a huge mistake, and you have to question if this current coaching staff can protect Jaden Daniels. But I don't want to throw away Dan Quinn, because I do think he has fixed the culture here a little bit in Washington. It looked a lot better last year. But I'm not going to just erase the 12-win success of last season because we're 3-6 this year. I think Dan Quinn has earned at least 3 years because of the work he did year one. But I think he has to show that he's not going to just stick with his guys here. He needs to fire Joe Witt Jr. because this defense is awful. This defense is historically bad right now. They can't stop anyone. They can't even get a red zone stop, and stop a team and force them into 3. They just get 7-7-7. We have all these issues here that is on the players. A lot of them are on the players, right? A lot of the mistakes defensively are on the players, but I'm not sure that Joe Witt is putting them in the right position, because we have too many miscues. We have too many guys that do not know where they're supposed to be on the field, and that's coaching. And Joe Witt Jr. needs to be fired. And I'm not sure that will make a difference, and that's why a lot of people are probably asking for Dan Quinn to be fired, because he's a defensive-minded coach, and the defense has been awful for 27 games now, basically, right? Maybe 28. That's enough of a sample size. We thought we turned the corner defensively at the end of last season, and we didn't. And now we're actually worse than we were at our worst points last year when we were on a 3-game losing streak. And now it's a 4-game losing streak. And I don't see a win anytime soon. Detroit, Miami's playing better. Denver's better than us. Minnesota's better than us. The Giants are having more success. And I don't think it's worth playing Jaden Daniels again this season, because I don't think we can protect him. And I think the injuries are piling up. It's got people thinking he's injury prone now. To me, it's not the same as the RG3. But the Commanders coaching staff has failed us right now with keeping Jaden Daniels healthy. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's go to Robert in Glen Allen. Robert, you're on the Fan with AWOD, man.
Hey, Adam, how you doing, bud? Yeah, I don't think they should have kept him in. I mean, I know a lot of these guys play the whole games out. They don't like to come off the field, but he was already coming off an injury, right? So the fact that he'd already been beat up this year, you know, there's no sense of them being in that late in the game. So you got to lay that on the feet of the staff, you know, and Dan Quinn for not recognizing that. But, you know, he's not 100% healthy. You know, he hasn't been all, you know, most of the season. So that was incorrect. And the biggest thing, I think, was the Terry McLaurin deal, they just didn't make a decision quick enough. If they were going to give him the money or trade him. Like right out of the gate, right during, you know, when they were training camp. You know, if he's in, he's in. If he's out, he's out. They waited way too long, and that just got the whole season off to a bad start. So I blame the ownership for that. So yeah, it's just been a mess ever since the Terry McLaurin holdout.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's a blemish on Adam Peters, even though I think he's done some good work. Dan Quinn, that's a huge blemish for keeping Jaden Daniels in, even though he's done good work. Are you advocating, Robert, for Adam Peters or Dan Quinn to lose their job because of these mistakes?
No, they were in the final last year, one game away from the Super Bowl. You know, football is cyclical, so they've got to give these guys an opportunity to, you know, 3-4 years, you know, to get it all together, and they're coming off of, you know, new ownership and what was the Commanders for so long. And so, no, they absolutely not. They should not be fired. They should definitely just, you know, they've got to do better, but absolutely not. They should not be fired.
Yeah. Good call, Robert. I think you're a lot more forgiving than some of our audience members. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio. I've gotten a few tweets that say, fire Dan Quinn, if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Stubb, these are some sad bangers. Let me hear this for another second here.
I mean, okay.
You're really playing the good sad music.
Sorry,
today.
I've moved on for it, but I'm getting my best here. Trying to set the mood.
I mean, it's an awful mood for sure. It's a misery Monday once again. The sixth defeat in 9 weeks. It feels like the excitement of last year has evaporated. Was that a fluke? Or are we just lucky? Do we actually have our franchise quarterback? Not if we can't protect him. And we haven't been able to protect him all season long. And it's been awful. I mean, I'm devastated after watching that last night. I could not sleep. I got sick. I had an awful feeling in my stomach. I even tweeted out, I hate the pain that Jaden Daniels is dealing with right now. Because that looked awful. God, it looked like it was just disgusting how much that probably hurt. Phone lines are open, 1-800-833-804-0910. We're heading out to the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now. We've got Commanders beat reporter David Harrison with us. What's up, David?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're all right here, and I know the fan base wants blood. They want somebody fired. I would not advocate for Dan Quinn being fired. I think he has created a culture here, but I'd be okay with moving on from Joe Witt Jr. today. Making a statement that this is not acceptable defensively. This is the worst yards per pass we've given up in 14 years now. You had no chance when you give up touchdown, 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 field goal. And offensively, yeah, they weren't doing anything. But I kind of think Joe Witt Jr. should lose his job.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not alone in that, obviously. And you know, where in the sense that Dan Quinn is responsible for everything that this team puts out there, Joe Witt Jr. is responsible for everything that the defense puts out there. So when they go out there and lay an egg the way that they did, you know, last night, and the way that they certainly have several times over the course of the season, it's an easy place to go to. You know, where I go to on this, and you know, everybody evaluates this job differently, but where I go to on this type of conversation is I really don't ever call for somebody to get fired. Like, I think when Ron Rivera was on his way out, you know, we all just kind of knew it was coming, so it was just pretty simple to say, like, yeah, okay, this thing is going to be over, you know what I mean? But I think what we can all agree on, no matter, you know, how you want to put it and what words you want to put behind it, something's got to change. You know what I mean? And that's what Commanders fans are really after. Like we say, you know, they're after blood, and that certainly is the tone of it, right? But they're after change. Like, change has to happen. And, you know, from that perspective of being responsible for the defense, whether Joe is, you know, the smartest defensive mind in the building, doing the job, grinding day in, day out as much as everybody would expect him to, if you're not the man that can produce that change or help bring about that change, then they got to go find somebody who will. You know what I mean? So we're essentially talking about the same thing. But, you know, just because I'm not behind the wall, I don't see what Joe does, you know, with his 80 hours a week, I can't call for the man to be fired because it's not my place to evaluate him. But what I will say, just in covering this team, like you guys are, something's got to change, period. Whether that's Joe, whether it's something Joe does, whether it's something somebody else in that building does, something has to change.
Yeah, and I'm going to even go a step further, right? Like, all right, I said Joe Witt Jr. deserves to be fired. Well, why does Dan Quinn deserve to be the head coach of this team if we're going through the second season in a row that the defense is an issue? And Cliff Kingsbury deserves a lot of credit for the offense, and Adam Peters for the draft picks and the development of Jaden Daniels. But Dan Quinn is supposed to be a defensive-minded coach. And you look at the success Seattle's having with a defensive-minded coach. I just think Joe Witt Jr. needs to be fired, and Dan Quinn needs to find out if he can improve this defense, or why does he deserve to be here?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at DQ, like, you know, his defensive-minded coach certainly comes from that defensive coordinator background 100%. But, again, he's overall responsible for the entire product that the team is putting out there. And when he says last night that the culture in the building is not the problem, I believe him. You know what I mean? When I step into the locker room, not just after the game, but, you know, after practices, et cetera, talk to the players as much as I can, I don't get the sense that there's a fractured culture going on inside the building. The problem is certainly elsewhere. And then, you know, a 12-5 season, a run to the AFC Championship game. Listen, you know, people can talk about, you know, easier schedules. We all talked about how this year's schedule was harder in the offseason and all those things. But, you know, I don't, unless you go out there and you just get the Tennessee Titans, you know, for every single game, you don't luck into 12 wins. You don't luck into an NFC Championship game appearance. So there are processes, there are several processes in place for this team that are successful and that can still bear fruit. What you have this season is just you've got a situation where the processes that are not bearing fruit are being exposed even more so, because the processes that do bear fruit are being hampered, killed, squashed by, you know, a lot of injuries and things like that. So it's not to excuse any of it that's going on. It's just to understand that, you know, Tom of Washington Post shared a tweet this morning about the amount of games that the Commanders have lost to injuries just this season alone. They're on pace to more than double the amount of games they lost to injuries last year, and, you know, already, like, we're about halfway through the season, so it's about on that mark. But that's where they're at, and that's before we have official news of Luke McCaffrey, before we have official news on Marshawn Lattimore, before we have official news on Jaden Daniels. So, like, you know, all of these things come into play. Like, this team is going to most likely more than double the amount of games they lost to injuries. Again, is it an excuse? No. But is it a contributing factor to what's happened this season? Absolutely. And I think that from an outside perspective looking in, like, the players can't walk into practice Wednesday and say, ah, well, we got all these injuries, so I guess we're just not going to win. You can't do that. But on the outside perspective, watching this and analyzing, trying to analyze why things went wrong, the injuries have to play a part of the conversation. So I think from a Dan Quinn perspective, like, you take the 12-5, the NFC Championship game run, and you understand how big an impact the injuries can have on the overall operation of what's going on with this team, and you actually credit him for the fact that the culture is still holding firm. Now, again, we'll see what happens on Wednesday when we go in the building and see if that stands true. But you give him a little bit of credit for that. For Joe Witt, like you just said, this isn't new. right? Like, even through 12-5, even through the NFC Championship game run, like, that defense, I know they stood up really well against the Detroit Lions, but overall, like, the defense wasn't a strong suit last year. And the one area you were strong in was the pressures and was not giving up explosive passes. Pressures are still relatively there, although we see it as very hot and cold. Like last night, obviously, it was frigid, right? Freezing cold. And then next week, maybe it'll be hot. You want to get that consistency. And then the secondary is just giving up explosive plays like they're mini Snickers on Halloween. So that is where I agree. Like, that's where this team has regressed significantly, regardless of injury, because, like, you know, Jeremy Reeves may not be the better deep safety to play next to Quan Martin than Will Harris. But if he's schemed and coached to be in the right place, Jeremy Reeves is still athletic enough to be in the right place. And I'm not pointing out Rebo for a reason, like just to use an analogy, right? So the miscommunications, the misreads, especially after this thing has been simplified, you know, quote unquote, are definitely worrisome.
Yeah. I mean, I want Joe Witt Jr. to be fired. But in terms of Dan Quinn, you know, there's one thing that has continued, the penalties. Commanders had sixth most flags last season. They now have the third most this season. That is the coaching. Like, that is on Dan Quinn. There's nobody else. I mean, the players are not executing, obviously. They're jumping like Zach Ertz. I mean, it's just awful, the pre-snap penalties there. But that falls onto Dan Quinn.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. You know what I mean? And that's definitely, I mean, that's got to be part of your culture, right? We talk about culture. Like, if there is a flaw in the culture, it's that discipline aspect of it. And truthfully, that might be where it needs to ramp up. You know what I mean? Like, you look at the defensive side of the ball and how many of these issues are eye discipline. Like, how many times we heard the staff talk about eye discipline and talk about the penalties. The majority of those penalties, like you just pointed to, are false starts. I think the second highest amount of penalties they have right now this season are offensive holding penalties. I know it was at least as of last week. However, they had a lot of DPIs this week, so maybe DPIs have overtaken that. But, you know, that's something that you look at the holds, you look at the false starts. That's something that Dan Quinn's kind of always talked about. Like, if you're the heat of battle and you get flagged for just being a competitor, fine. But holds, like, you know, a lot, like, there haven't been a lot of holds this season that I can point back to and be like, oh, that was ticky tack. Like, a lot of these holds are very clear holds. And it's guys not having the right technique off the line of scrimmage, not engaging the guy they're blocking in the right way from the start. So again, it just kind of like discipline of technique, discipline of form, and just discipline, eye discipline, however you want to form it. You know, what's hard is, because I've had this question posed to me, you know, is this coaching staff too player friendly? And truthfully, again, without being in the building and being in the meeting rooms, I can't really tell you that. But I can point to some of these things, like you just talked about, the discipline issue, and say this is a sign that perhaps it is. The problem with that is if it is, in fact, say it's too friendly, too player friendly, it's really hard once you establish that tone to kind of flip the switch and turn it differently, because then it comes across very much like, oh, so this is just an us problem as far as the locker room is concerned, not a you problem. And, you know, and that's obviously just going to kind of create more dissent. So, unfortunately, if that's the case, that's almost something that really can't be reestablished until next season, come into the next season's program with that more disciplinary type of approach to it. But yeah, I mean, you know, people have asked, like, you know, should Zach Ertz, you know, for example, like you mentioned, you know, he has a false start, should he get pulled off for the next play? You know, have that repercussion of, well, you can't do that. We talked about training camp where a player false started in practice and JD kicked him out of the huddle, things like that. Like, should those things start happening? Perhaps, you know what I mean? If they do, we'll see if they work. But I've seen tactics like that also happen and backfire. So, I mean, there is no, unfortunately, like, just golden button to push and say, this is exactly what will make it work.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Ertz should stop getting veteran rest days if he's having all these false start penalties. Let's get to the Jaden Daniels injury. What is the latest you're hearing right now, and when do you expect to get another update?
Yeah, I think everybody's, you know, hearing the same thing, dislocation. You're the hope is that it's not anything like super serious. You know, the words right now seems to be more on the positive side, which, you know, typically it's like a month and some change rehabilitation process. The fact that it's not on his throwing arm is obviously beneficial, but until they really get in, you know, to do more of the testing and the imaging and all that stuff, you know, I'm kind of taking the angle of, you know, let's wait until we have some sort of like finality on, you know, they're starting the process on the rehab before we get too, you know, celebratory on, you know, whether or not he avoided serious damage. And, you know, today, Monday in Zoom, you know, we'll probably get a little bit more from DQ. Honestly, we'll probably just get a little bit of a confirmation, hopefully, that it isn't as serious as it could have been. And then into Wednesday and all that stuff, obviously, it's going to come up. You know, Marcus is obviously going to turn to be the focus, because even if Jaden escapes serious damage, like, he's missing multiple games, right? Like, that's just a given. So Marcus is going to turn into the focus, and he's got a game to prepare for, and they've got a season to try to salvage, because, you know, it obviously looks very bleak right now, but 3-6 is not out of it. You know, it's far away from it, but it's not out of it yet.
David, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC, the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, who have been outscored 110-43 over the last three games. It's crazy how quick a season can turn. Jaden Daniels drops the ball, handing it to Bill with a lead against the Bears. And the season has since then spiraled out of control with losses to the Cowboys, Chiefs, and now the latest, the Sunday night slaughter to the Seattle Seahawks. Just an ugly game, and we're reacting right now. We want to hear from you, 833-804-0910. I mean, obviously, Jaden Daniels should not have been in the game, and there's a lot of people that think that that is a fireable offense. And I disagree. Like, I feel terrible for Jaden. I don't think he should have been in the game. But I'm not firing Dan Quinn because of that. I know everybody's upset. We want to see blood. You want to see a change. I don't think you're going to see that. I think maybe you'll see Joe Witt Jr. get fired. But once again, Dan Quinn doesn't really make changes in the middle of the season. As Michael said, you kind of make a change to see, all right, if we can regroup and do something here and make a playoff push. I don't think his team's going to make a playoff push. I think this season's over. I think the season has been over for a few weeks now. And now you're playing for next season without Jaden Daniels at quarterback. We should see nothing but the young guys out there moving forward. And I feel bad for everyone that has spent money on tickets to go to the Lions game next week. I feel terrible for my dad who's going to Madrid. He's going to go to the game in Madrid and not see Jaden Daniels play. I mean, this season has just been awful. And as high as the highs were last year, the feels like the lows are as low as they've been in a long time here. But we should be used to this. I thought PFT commenter made a pretty funny statement yesterday, last night after the loss. He said, maybe rooting for a football team's just not for me. I'll be honest with you, I felt that way watching the end of the game and Jaden's injury. I don't have fun anymore. I used to have so much fun. I had so much fun last year. Now I just get so upset. I get so pissed off. I get into this rage where I want to blame everything and everyone. I mean, just awful seeing Jaden Daniels go down like that. I mean, the air was just sucked out of the stadium. It sucked out of me. I told you guys, I honestly had a stomach ache last night. And I don't think it was the amount of food I ate, but believe me, I was stress eating at halftime when we were down by a ton. But that was just bad on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. And so, like, that's why I've been saying, Dan Quinn takes this at loss. Dan Quinn takes the blame for this loss. He's not going to get fired, in my opinion, for this loss. But if I'm Adam Peters, I'm bringing him into your office today, and I'm letting him hear it. I'm letting him hear it. That he knows it's his fault that Jaden got hurt because Jaden shouldn't have been in the game. It's his fault that his team got off to a slow start again for basically a fifth straight game. It's his fault that his team had all those penalties. It's his fault that his defense had all those miscues. Dan Quinn's at fault for this loss here. Dan Quinn. And I like Dan Quinn as a head coach. He is the coach I wanted. But we haven't got what I wanted out of Dan Quinn, which was, I keep going back to why I wanted him hired, because I said, we can strike out a quarterback or we can hit a home run, but the quickest way to become relevant in the National Football League is to have an awesome defense. To have an awesome defense. That's why I wanted Dan Quinn, because I thought we'd get that awesome Dallas defense from a few years ago. We haven't gotten that. And so you look at what Seattle's done, and it has worked out. They hired a defensive-minded coach. And the last 2 years, even though they missed out on the playoffs last year, they won 10 games, and they had a really good defense. A really good defense. And they've taken a step forward offensively and a step forward defensively. And you look at Washington, they've taken a step back offensively, a massive step back, and a slight step back defensively. And we're going the opposite direction. And so I think you do need to question every move that you've made up to this point here. Again, I'm not firing Dan Quinn, but I'm letting him know this loss is on him, and if this continues, you will be out of a job. And I want to see you make a change. I want to see you fire Joe Witt Jr. I want to see you take over play-calling duties defensively. I want to see you make some changes to the personnel defensively. And I want to see our defense keep the offense in games here and not be bottom 10 and giving up nearly 27 points per game and 30-plus over and over and over again this year. You're asking your offense to be superheroes. You're asking your quarterback to be Superman, and you're asking too much of him. Now, there's issues offensively as well, right? It's not just the defense, and that's what's so frustrating about this season right now. So frustrating is that we have not been able to get anything going on any phase. Felt like the offense was going the first few weeks. They took a big step back. Did we have any defensive games in which we were positive about? Yeah. Week 1 against the Giants, Week 5 against the Chargers, the first half against the Chiefs, and all that momentum that I thought we had built defensively completely evaporated. And I think the thing that frustrates me most about the defense is that we're getting burnt on, like, the easy plays that all NFL teams do, right? We're getting burnt on simple play action passes to the tight end. We're getting burnt on simple pitches to the running back on the outside. He's getting 10-plus yards easily. Easily. I don't think we have corners that want to tackle. I don't think we have linebackers that are quick enough to get to the outside. Right? Like, there were so many plays that it was so obvious it felt like, all right, Seattle's going to target Jaxon Smith-Njigba here. All right, Seattle's going to run the football here. And they did. And they executed to perfection. So the offense is annoyingly bad at running the ball right now, but the defense is just, like, disgusting. Like, the defense is such an issue. And yet, the defense was bad last year, but the offense carried them. And so you look at what we've got this year, you're literally looking at an offense that has disappeared and a defense that has regressed. And so I understand why there are people that are saying, why does Dan Quinn deserve to be the head coach? And I'm sitting here today and I'm defending Dan Quinn, and yet I don't know that I want Dan Quinn to hire the next offensive coordinator, hire the next defensive coordinator. I think he might have peaked. He absolutely might have peaked as the Commanders head coach last year. I mean, it's really possible. I don't know if we ever get back to that level. It doesn't look like we're anywhere close right now. In fact, it looks like the entire roster has regressed. The coaching staff has regressed. The quarterback play has regressed. And Jaden Daniels was not perfect before he got injured. Let me make that clear. The Commanders failed as an organization this season. And that includes Adam Peters, who's been on a pedestal. And I still like the moves that Adam Peters has made. And I would not take them back. I would not take back the trade for Debo, who it feels like is a shell of himself in the last 5 weeks. I would not take back the trade for Laremy Tunsil, who's not been a Pro Bowl left tackle that we thought we were getting. I would not take back the draft pick of Jalen Lane or Luke McCaffrey. But you have to look at the stuff that Adam Peters has done here and identify the mistakes. And there's weaknesses all over this team. And it does feel like it's going to be a while until we see them play successful on all three phases once again. Will we see from Jaden Daniels again this season? I don't know if I want to, because I don't think we can protect him, and I think it is hurting his development. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com.
Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.